Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, Justice of the Peace Lum Edwards drew up a warrant for the arrest of Mr. Webster for violation of an antiquated traffic law, and then he turned the warrant over to Deputy Town Marshal Abner Peabody, whereupon the deputy, in a businesslike fashion, promptly made an appointment to see and arrest Mr. Webster the next afternoon. As we look in on the little community today, we find the deputy and Grandpappy Spears just outside of Mr. Webster's office.
Well, go on, Abner. Just bust right in his office. You can't arrest a man just sitting out here in the hall this way.
Grandpap, it ain't 2 o'clock yet. That's when my appointment is with Mr. Webster.
It's just about 2 o'clock, though.
Well, not quite. I've got almost a minute yet, I think.
Yeah, I still say that's the silliest one thing I ever heard of, arresting a feller by appointment.
Well, Mr. Webster's a businessman. He likes to do things that way. Besides, he don't know yet that I'm coming over here to arrest him.
Oh, ain't you told him that?
Well, of course not. What do you think I am, an idiot? If I'd told him that I was aiming to do that, well, he'd have snuck out of town before ever I got here.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Why, of course it is. I know what I'm doing, Grandpap. I ain't as ignorant as I look.
No, I don't believe you are either, Abner. I believe you're smarter deputy than I ever allowed you was.
You just listen to me. I'm the best little old one deputy town marshal this here town's ever saw. I'm away yonder better than old Uncle Henry Lunsford ever thought he was.
Yeah, well, I never did think old Uncle Henry amounted to too much when he come down to this law jump, no way.
Oh, no. We got a man in office now that knows what he's doing, Grandpa.
Who's that? Oh, you,
me,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it's exactly 2 o'clock now, so you better get in there, Abner.
Huh?
See, look here at my watch. 2 o'clock, see there? Straight up and down.
Well, maybe your watch is a little fast, Grandpa.
No, it ain't neither. It's right on the dot. Ain't never wrong. It's a railroad engineer's watch. Them things are always right.
Oh. Well, maybe I ought to call up the jail before I go in there and talk to him.
Well, what do you want to call up there for?
Oh, well, maybe Uncle Henry Lunsford's got back in town. If he has, well, you know he'd want to make this arrest himself.
You know pigeon-toed well he ain't back in town.
I do,
His sister said he wouldn't be back for at least another week.
Oh. Yeah, well, maybe he's come back unexpected, and I know he'd hate to miss out on this.
Oh, sassafras. Get on in there, Abner, before I whop you one.
Don't you go whopping me. I'm the law around here, Grandpa.
Well, go on in there and do your duty, then, if you're the law.
Well, I'm going to... Grandpa, don't shove me.
That's the only way I know to get you in there. Hurry up.
I'm going in there. You wait here for me, though, Grandpa, and if you hear me hollering, if you hear Mr. Webster hollering, why, you better rush in there and hold me back, I think.
Yeah, I will. I'll wait right out here. Hurry up, though.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll get this dead in no time at all. Well, here I go. How do you do, sir?
Huh? Oh, hello, hello. Well, as I live and breathe, if it isn't the deputy town marshal. Come in.
Thank you.
Well, how are you, Mr. Peabody?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon. I hope I ain't too early for my appointment.
Oh, no, not at all. As a matter of fact, I was beginning to wonder if you weren't going to show up.
No, I hadn't forgot it.
Oh. Well, that's right. Sit right down there, that's right. Tell me what's on your mind, Abner. Oh, you don't mind my calling you Abner, do you?
No, that's all right. Fact is, that's my name.
Well, good. You can call me B.J.
Well, much obliged.
Now then, what's our big trouble today? I presume you came over here in an official capacity.
No, I walked. It ain't far from the jail, no.
Yeah. Well, now that you're here, what do you want to take up with me?
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Webster, B.J., I'm the deputy town marshal,
yeah?
Well, Lum went and wrote out a... Douglas, how do you start something like this out?
Just relax, Abner, old man. If there's something that's bothering you, you just come right out. But don't you hold back.
Well, it's like this, B.J.,
yeah.
Old man. Have you ever been down to our little jail here at Pine Ridge?
Oh, yes, yes. I was down there to see you just the other day. Don't you remember?
That's right, yeah.
That was the day I suggested you go ahead and serve those eviction papers on Mr. Spear.
Yeah.
And incidentally, I'm very happy to see that you've taken care of that. Congratulations.
Ain't much right.
Yeah. I knew you were a good man. Highly dependable.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. No.
Well, much obliged again.
Not at all.
Anyway, getting back to the jail, I'd like to tell you a little about it,
yeah.
It's a pretty nice little place down there. Ain't awful big, but it's comfort, I'll say that for it. And we serve lemonade and cookies might die every afternoon, and we got blankets to sleep under at night.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Anyway, they all seem to enjoy it in there pretty good. The prisoners, I mean. The other ones.
The other ones?
Yeah, the other ones.
Just exactly what do you mean by that, deputy? Abner, old man, are you trying to tell me that you're here to arrest me on some charge?
Oh, I wouldn't put it just that way, B.J., old man.
come on, tell me what the charge is.
Oh, well, it ain't much.
Have you got a warrant for my arrest there?
Shorter one, I reckon you say. It's just a little one, though.
Now, let me see it. I'm dying to know what kind of a criminal I've become all of a sudden.
Well, I don't think you'd be much interested in seeing this.
Oh, yes, I would. I practically insist upon it.
Well, about all it says is that you violated a traffic rules.
Traffic rules?
Yeah.
Is that all? You had me worried for a minute there.
No, it's something about you not having nobody to carry a lantern in front of your car when you drove it after sundown.
Carrying a lantern in front of the car, huh?
Yeah, it's just some old law that Lum found in an old book of ordinances.
Oh, now this is some of Lum's work, huh?
Yeah, he done it. He's
yeah,
the one.
That's what I figured.
I'll say one thing for Lum. He sure does know that legal junk. Why, this here law is one that was passed back in 1905, I believe he said.
Oh, 1905.
Yeah, I think it's kind of silly myself, but Lum says it's still on the book, so he claims that he can have folks arrested for it.
Oh, yeah, that's very interesting.
It is, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you're under, well, you know what.
Oh, you wouldn't mean arrest.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid that you're going to have to come along with me down there to the jail. You better bring your nightshirt along, too, because you're more likely to be over there overnight. And maybe you better bring them... Wait a minute. I forgot something. You wait right here, B.J., old man. I'll be right back.
Oh, yes, I'll wait. I'll be glad to. I'll be right here.
Yeah, won't be a second. Say, Grandpap, have you got... Oh, hello there, Papa.
Hello, son.
What are you doing over here?
Oh, I heard you was making the big arrest today, so I come over to see the fireworks.
Oh, you got here just in time, Papa.
Yes.
Say, Grandpap, did you recollect to bring them hand bracelets with you?
Oh, yeah. I got them right here in my pocket, Abner. I was wondering if you wasn't going to use them.
Yeah, well, give them here, because I'm ready to slap them on that varmint's wrist right now.
Got him all arrested, huh?
You bad blame right I have. I got that honorary critter eating out of my hand like a little old kitten. He was a hard man to corner, but... I finally outsmarted him.
Well, good for you, Abner. I knowed we could depend on.
You fellas just wait here a second now, and you'll see me dragging him out of there.
Well, now, you be careful, son. Don't get too rough.
Listen, Papa, once a tiger in me gets riled up, there ain't no stopping me. Gangway,
now,
here
now,
I go back.
Wait,
here.
Son. You. Oh, that boy. Sometimes he worries me. Got a temper just like his mama had.
Oh, yeah, he does get out of control awful easy. He's always drapping and spilling his temper. Flies clean off in the handlebar.
I had trouble with him the other day when he was just a kid of a boy. Throw transoms even.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, when he gets in one of these moods, he's dangerous.
Yeah.
Ain't safe to be around him hardly.
Well, now, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. Abner's a good boy. He don't mean no harm by it.
I know it. I know he don't, but there just ain't no telling what he's liable to do when he gets one of these spells.
You're
on.
Right, yeah.
I just hope he don't cripple up Mr. Webster for life.
You don't think he'll actually do that, do you?
Well, I don't know. I saw the time when he got mad at Charlie Redfield and chased him clean out of the store with a cheese knife.
Oh, well, I do know.
He done it, yes, sir. I hate and despise that varmint Webster, but still, I'd hate to see Abner smash him into just little bitty bits. He's liable to get himself in trouble over something like that and wind up in a penitentiary.
My goodness alive.
And he'll do it, too. He will do it.
Maybe we ought to rush in there and stop this before it goes too fur, Milford.
Yeah, maybe you ought to. Or wait a minute, there's a door opening. Maybe he's dragging him out now.
Well, come on, let's go, feller.
Well, where is he, son? Where's Mr. Webster?
Yeah, what'd you do with him, Abner? Is he subconscious?
No, he ain't subconscious.
Have you got him tied up in there?
I never had to do that, Grandpa. Come on, let's get over there to the jail.
Yeah, wait a minute. Where's your prisoner?
Son, you ain't killed him, have you?
Oh, of course not. He's all right. I wish you'd stop worrying about him. I've got everything under control. I've taken care of that varmint. Now, come on, let's get over to jail.
Well, Wade, ain't you going to put Webster in jail?
You dadgum hot I am. I'm going to slap him right in that solitary's refinement quick as he gets there, too.
Quick as he gets there?
Yeah. See, he's busy and he can't make it this afternoon, but he promised that he'd meet me over to jail this evening before locking up time. Come on now, let's get over there. I've got to get that room straightened up for him.